You personally were involved in the city.
Yeah, I loved it. Imagine I both. Dad believed in that. He was president of the chamber when he was 35 years old and kept on a second year at 36. When I came back, I got very involved in the Junior Chamber of Commerce. I was president in 57. My first project was getting an elephant for the Tulsa Zoo, and Gunda is still there. We talked to Leroy Sipes, grocery store, very fine grocery store, into giving us $1,000 worth of groceries, and we raffled it off. We raised enough money, and I think Hugh Davis was heading the zoo at that time. They went to Florida and brought that elephant back.
That would have been in...
54.
And Gunda the elephant.
He's still there. I was laughing because they were talking about it had been in the zoo 50 years. And yeah, I remember that.
Why was the elephant a project?
Well, the zoo needed an elephant. The Junior Chamber's whole concept was helping young men at that point develop the skills to be civic leaders. We sold fair tickets was another thing we did to raise money, and we did a Christmas shopping tour for needy kids. There was 22 standing committees. I headed membership for 1 year, and we had over 800 members, and about 150 that were really involved. We had a state organization. George and I was involved in it. I remember Georgie Boy way back there. I was for his governor. He was in his 20s at that time.
What was he doing in his 20s?
I don't remember what he was doing, but he was very involved.
Involved in Tulsa?
State organization, state. Okay. Junior Chamber of Commerce. Okay. We had a national convention. I went to three of those. And that of state conventions, and we were involved in those. You make friends like, well, in fact, the year I was president here, Wendell Ford, who is now the senator from Kentucky, I believe, or has been, I don't know whether he still is or not, was the national president. He and I became good friends. When he and his wife were here, when he wasn't traveling, well, they were out at the house. We had a little old swimming pool. We were kind of their family away from home.
So as you were involved, then other merchants were involved,
well,
too.
They were involved long before I was. You know, I just came in, and the credit bureau was run by the merchants. Bill Racent headed that. You had to have someone to check the credit out, and so everyone really kind of swapped the credit through the credit bureau. And that's where this credit card came up. Then the Christmas parade was put on by the merchants. Downtown Tulsa Unlimited, Bud Bluest. That grew out of an effort to save downtown when everything was going suburban. So the merchant group was kind of the leaders.
Even though you were competing, it was never a hostile competition of any sort.
It was dog-eat-dog on the day, but it's like most things. There are things you've got to work together on. Mike Frug had Frug's Department Store, and that was the third department store, kind of, right across from us. I think Orrin Smullyan was his son-in-law, and he got me involved in United Way. He called me, and he was kind of cantankerous, but you know, I always get along great. He headed the United Way, the retail part of it, for a number of years, and he shoved that off on me, and I did it, and ended up going all through the chairs. If I've got to pick one thing that I did that I'm most proud of, head the United Way drive. You know, the biggest single job in Tulsa. It's been best part of a year doing it.
How much money do you think you were raising back then?
Well, we raised right at $3 million.
Pretty good amount.
I think the minimum wage was $1.25 an hour or something. You know, town wasn't that big at that point, but not near what Kathleen has been raising lately.
Kathleen Cohen.
A neat lady.
What did a suit cost back then in the 50s?
$100 to $125 to get you a heck of a fine suit.
What brand was it?
Hart, Schaffner & Marks. That suit today would cost you probably $700-$800. You know, a necktie is an easy way to do it. I remember Uncle John Mabee. John Mabee called Dad one day, and he said, I need some ties for Christmas. I guess he was up in his 70s then, but he came in, and Dad had me help him. The best ties we had in the place were $10 ties. And he picked out a dozen, 15, $10 ties.
John Mabee, tell us who he was.
Well, he was probably one, if not the richest man in Tulsa. Mabee Center's named after him. He's a mule trader. Started out in the oil business. Liked to play the backward bumbling. I'm just smarter than a fox, though. I know that day we bought those ties, Dad wrote the ticket out, and he said, well, Harry, where do you want me to put my X? And I put an X on there, shoot. Dad laughed. And he was the biggest single contributor to the United Way through those years. His name's on a lot of buildings.
At ORU, the Mabee Center.
Mabee Center. That
comes from him and that family.
Came out of the foundation. I met through Dad, largely. so many. Bob McDowell, who was president of DX Oil.
You have any out-of-town celebrities who would happen to come into your stores?
Not particularly. I've got some pictures. I've got a bunch of old newspapers of when the movie Tulsa came out and had the premiere in Tulsa. We had a stagecoach parked in front of a store, and Chill Wills climbed up in the driver's seat, and I got some pictures of that. We did the wardrobes for Miss Oklahoma. Madge did. I stayed away from that. For 13 Miss Oklahomas, and had one Jane Ann Giroux.
Jane Giroux.
Went all the way to Miss America. That was kind of exciting. My sister unfortunately passed away early, but at her funeral there were five Miss Oklahomas that showed up to pay their respects. Well, I thought it was pretty nice.